for being on the show today, Jill.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored to be with you and your community.
Oh, well, thank you. We have found that this is a community of women who thirst for knowledge. We thirst for ways to find out that they're not going crazy. They're not insane. This is just a natural part of life and they don't know where to turn to.
Yeah, Geneve is an online clinic for women in menopause. Clinic and community is the way I should say it. We started about 4 years ago and we started with the mission of normalizing menopause for women. And as we got to understand more what was troubling them in terms of finding help, understanding what's going on in their bodies, there were two big insights that came out to us. Number one, women just, we have no clue about menopause. And every woman goes through it. It's like puberty the second time around, but the opposite thing happens. And it prepares us for the second half of life. And that preparation is much needed. It's powerful. And let's lean into that. So that was number one, was just education and awareness. Number two was getting women access to health providers that can actually help them. We learned physicians don't get any education in their years of education and experience around menopause. General practitioners, OBGYNs get maybe up to 6 months, depending on the program. So when you look at who are the specialists, like for women to go to, it's OBGYNs if you were to narrow it down, and the majority of them are focused on delivering babies. And so we wanted to create an online clinic that from the safety and the comfort of your own home, you can get access to medical practitioners that can actually help you versus saying it's all in your head or you're just going to have to suck it up, which is what a lot of women were hearing. So that's kind of why Geneve started. And we've just grown since then because we're just meeting a need that's really not been served for decades.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious of the name.
Since we both said it wrong.
And how that, what sparked that?
When we started the company, we basically put together one of my investors. I had worked for her. I come from the technology space and worked in corporate America for 20 years. And I was the chief of staff to the chief marketing officer at Microsoft for about 15 years. Not in that role, but at Microsoft that long. And she and I got together and put together a creative brief around a brand that would represent today's woman in midlife and menopause, women in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And we didn't want anything that was overly kitschy or flowery or something that spoke to our mother's generation. Menopause isn't like a place for jokes. It isn't, and even though we want to have fun with it, but I'm kind of over the whole like, oh, she's moody right now, or all the hot flash jokes or what, like, okay, that's passe. I'm Gen X. I'm going into this. I want a brand that represents me. So we wrote out a brief, and as a small little scrappy startup, we said we want something feminine, confident, bold, like hip, cool, clean. And we just put it out to a group of freelance creatives in a sort of scrappy, inexpensive sort of way. And Geneve was one of the names that came back. We could own the URL. It didn't feel overly feminine. It felt like sophisticated and something that I would aspire to be as a woman going through this. Because I think so many women feel like there's more to me than what people are seeing in midlife. And we wanted a brand that represented that.
And you mentioned so here that you've talked to someone that you worked with, and that's another thing that you really, that Geneve, right? Geneve, am I saying it correctly?
Yes, you're
right.
Now you're saying
right.
Okay.
I was going to forget
when
it
I
now.
Hear the wrong word in my head, I say the wrong word. But I know. But so you mentioned it in the workplace, and I know that's something that you're really passionate about, is bringing menopause up in the workplace, having it acknowledged. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
I'm so glad you asked that. 20% of the U.S. workforce population are women of menopausal age. And that's a lot of people and workers in healthcare, travel and hospitality, customer service. And you think about the healthcare space right now. Wow. You think of women are on the front lines. And women in midlife, in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, tend to be in pretty senior positions. They've been in their jobs for years. And so the workplace increasingly wants to, and it's to their advantage to retain those workers and those women, primarily for their wisdom, their experience. There's still so much left for them to contribute. And in fact, many times women are at the height of their careers as they start to go into perimenopause. And so as workplaces start to continue to evolve to retain valuable workers, they've got to think about how do we help them be more productive? How do we give them the flexibility and or programs or access to the kind of healthcare that's specific to them? So it's all around productivity for those women, retention, and really helping them just get the most out of those women so that they don't leave their jobs. I can't tell you how many women have said, I had to stop my career when I started to move into menopause, or I just wasn't feeling great. And the sad thing is, women aren't going to, I wouldn't go to my manager and say, hey, I've got kind of a foggy brain, so I'm having trouble having clear thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm at the top of my game. I'm not sleeping really well at night. So, you know, can I come in later, or can I start, you know, do some, like, that just is like, you're admitting that you're not at your highest performing place, and that's unfortunate. And so we want to help change that in the workplace. So we're starting to drive some of that education with managers, with HR directors, with diversity and inclusion teams. And that's where we're starting to see some of this interest start to come up.
Mm-hmm. We have spoken with several women who have similar stories where they were at the height of their game and then perimenopausal symptoms kind of started either taking them out for the brain fog or just embarrassment of having mm-hmm. irregular heavy cycles mm-hmm. And not feeling comfortable going to their HR department and saying, I need a health day. You know, I'll ask for a mental health day. I'll ask for a maternity day, but I can't ask for a perimenopausal day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or pause day.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think are some obstacles that maybe get in the way of recognizing that?
First and foremost, it is the embarrassment. It's shame. Mm-hmm. And menopause has always been a shameful thing, society, mm-hmm. you know, and we're starting to see that tide change slightly. I say that lightly, but with women in their 50s, like killing it. And we, sadly, sometimes we need celebrities to carve the path, you know, with J-Lo and the Super Bowl mm-hmm. and, you know, Renee Zellweger and Laura Dern winning Oscars in their 50s. Like, you go, like, they're at the height of their career. So, but it's embarrassment is number one. Number two, again, it's admitting that I'm not at the top of my game from a work perspective. And if you've ever been an employee and you've had to go through performance review cycles and so forth, that's the last thing you want to admit. You know, and then the third thing, the workplace doesn't know how to even like address it. The mm-hmm. fact that the majority of women aren't educated on what menopause is, how can you expect the workplace, whether they're men or female, male or female managers, how can you expect them to know how to be either sensitive to this or to be looking for it or to engage their team members, their female team members to say, you know what, I want to give you space, because if I'm a 48-year-old woman and my male manager comes to me and says, hey, Jill, I want to give you some space. If you're not sleeping well, if you're starting to go into perimenopause, we've got some programs for you. Automatically in my mind, I'm thinking, well, how he's talking to me about my perimenopause, like, and I didn't bring it up to him. So that's a weird dynamic too. But how do you make the workplace sensitive in such a way that they can make women feel comfortable in coming to them? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot we have to change. And then there's the economics of it and folding it into workplace benefits and it being viable for the workplace to be able to afford. That seems like the easy part to me. It's the social change that we have to work on.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were talking about the fact that a lot of women don't even know what they're going through at this time, they just think they're going crazy, which I can definitely attest to
me
that.
Me too.
When they go on, one of the things I really liked when they go on your website is that they can take an assessment as soon mm-hmm. as they go on. And, you know, anything to educate women to make them feel more in control of what they're going through, you know, they can take the assessment. You have the educational component on the website of some great research and blogs and things like that. But can you tell, before I even start telling you about your own website, can you tell us a little bit about the website? What women can expect when they go on.
I really love to hear others' experience with our website coming to me. So I appreciate you calling that out, Colleen. So when you go to genev.com, it's genev.com. The first thing there is take our menopause assessment. It's free. And essentially, my healthcare team created this assessment to help women understand where they're at in the menopause journey, and then to use it as a mechanism to recommend and almost predict what's next for you. So it's helping with that education gap. And then it's also helping women find solutions for what they're experiencing. We have a lot of work to do on the recommendation part of it technically, because we're learning as the data comes in how to recommend, and that will come. Our overall vision with the assessment was to create the first ever roadmap for menopause. For every woman who's had a baby, she's either heard of or read what to expect when you're expecting. It's like the gift that, you know, the obligatory gift that is given. And there's nothing like that for menopause. And what makes that so hard for menopause is that there's no one size fits all. There's no first trimester and second and third. However, we do believe that we can start to map the journey across. What we've done is create five types: type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4, type 5. And in these types, women can understand what type they are coming out of the assessment. So they can kind of see, am I pre-menopause, peri, early post-menopause, late postmenopause, or type 5, which is like, we can't quite tell because you're either on an IUD or you've had a hysterectomy or you're experiencing menopausal symptoms or not for some sort of hormone or surgical sort of reason. And through these phases over time, we're hoping to create that what to expect when you're expecting as more and more women take the assessment. So it's really, at the end of the day, it's a group, it's a broad population health project, if you will, where your data is anonymous. But as we look at like tens and hundreds of thousands of women who have taken this assessment, not only are we helping each one individually, but their collective effort will come back to them and to women in the future around creating that roadmap where one just doesn't exist today.
That is great. And so I know also on your website, you have the memberships, the different Health Fix memberships. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we have both telemedicine by appointment, where you can just, it's basically booking an appointment with a physician, and all of our physicians are OBGYNs, most of them North American menopause certified, so really qualified. They've worked with women in menopause. You can do the traditional route, book an appointment with a physician, get a prescription for something like a hormone therapy or something for whatever you're dealing with. And or we learned a lot of women were like, I don't want to go the traditional medical route, or I can't take hormone because of cancer histories in my family, or I don't want to. I want to take a more lifestyle approach to what I'm going through. And so we created Health Fix, which is a monthly membership. You work with registered dietitians and health coaches that actually are trained on menopause. They also work really close with our medical team. So your membership is kind of like on-demand concierge medicine, if you will, where you pay a monthly fee and you can access via video chat or via instant message or messaging on your phone, SMS messaging. You can chat with your coach and or physician as frequently as you need to. So it's a lot more of, let's surround the whole woman with lifestyle change across nutrition, exercise, sleep management, stress management, and specific menopause symptoms that she's experiencing more with lifestyle change. And so we kind of really, at the end of the day, we think the perfect combination is combination of medical and lifestyle, because this is a huge shift in a woman's life. And so we've got the membership via Health Fix in addition to the telemedicine by appointment.
Well, I just thought that was so great to see that too, because I thought the memberships are really affordable. That was one thing. Your different levels at it were so affordable. And I thought too, a lot of women sometimes are hesitant. There's still the taboo around menopause, and they're hesitant to even mention it to their doctor. So that was something I thought was just so great for women.
How do women find the website? What is the most common way that they find Genève online?
Kind of three basic ways. For the longest time, we publish a lot of educational content and it's all free. And so it was women searching on symptoms. Women search on menopause symptoms like crazy, because when you don't want to talk about it, you go online and you search for like, I've got tingling fingers or ringing in my ears or all these like abstract things that are part of the 34 symptoms that make up menopause. So women were finding us because of the content we were publishing through their search. That's one way. We're sometimes succumb to Google algorithms where they will elevate some and not others or whatever, but search is the number one. A second is, for a while, we've run some ads around the menopause assessment, but it's really around referrals from other women. We've got a broad community of women. If I were to say, what's the most important thing any woman can do in menopause? It is to share resources with another woman. You know, that word of mouth, like our wine club, book club, community mentality as women. Like I even read a study right now during, like, you know, we're in a pandemic. So during crisis, times of crisis, a lot of people go into flight or fright, you know, or fright or, you know, whereas women tend to go into tend and befriend. And this is a Harvard Business Review study, which is fascinating. We almost step back and say, you know what? It is time to like hunker down and take care of my community, my friends, my family. And we go into caregiver mode. And that notion of caring for others and that community, women passing it on to others, that is, I think, the second way women find us. And I just can't say enough. And I always encourage women, please share. If you've used Genève in any way, please share it with others, because that's the best gift you can give. Third is PR. Menopause and women's health and femtech, it's kind of a hot topic right now, thankfully, finally. And so we've had some good press because we were early in the space of menopause. And so that's wonderful earned media. And we just, every chance I get, I'll talk to anybody who wants to talk to me about menopause and about what we're doing at Genève, because we've got to get the word out.
Yes. And we will certainly be sharing that too. Right. Yes. On every platform we have. And also another thing I wanted to mention too, you have some products on your website as well. Can you talk about the products?
Yeah. You know, so when we started Genève, we started with products first. My co-founder really helped build Neutrogena. So she has a strong products background. We have lubricant products for vaginal dryness. We have supplements for hot flashes, sleep, and pain. We've got another big one coming out that I'm really excited about, but I can't quite announce yet. But when we do, I'll come to you.
Okay.
Please. We would love that.
We'll like hold it and have you announce. And then, so we've got supplements, and then we have hygiene products, pH balanced, gentle cleansing cloths and body wash that are just, you know, our skin changes and our pH changes. And so we address those. And those products, interestingly, right now during the COVID crisis, they're selling.
I bet they are right now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like, you know, antibacterial or disinfectant. But you know, we're all looking for ways to healthily stay clean and germ-free.
Now, women can go on and they can choose from a list of doctors, right, if they want to do the telemedicine, that are national, right? So they could find local. Can they also get references to maybe mental health people if they're suffering from anxiety and things like that?
Yeah, you know, mental health is one area we've gotten a lot of feedback on in terms of something that we need to start to bring mental health providers on. We do a weekly webinar series, and yesterday we brought on a partner that works with us who's a psychiatrist to talk about isolation and grief in this, you know, stay-at-home mentality that we're in at the moment. So it's a very real need. None of our practitioners, so we have, we created kind of a landing page that shows all the conditions and all the parts of women's health that we can address, our practitioners, their OBGYNs, their primary care physicians, and then their health coaches who are registered dietitians. We don't have any certified mental health providers at this moment, but our coaches and our physicians to some degree are certainly very in tune with emotional health care. And if they need to make a referral to a mental health specialist, we will do that and find one in your local area. But right now we haven't employed, we don't have any specific appointment that you would book for a mental health appointment, like with a therapist. It's a clear need and something we want to do in the future. But I think if a woman does have a concern, by all means, our physicians and our coaches are all very capable of helping women at least identify what's a next step that I need, or should I take a next step? Or is this just circumstantial with what I'm going through right now? Because it's anxiety, mood changes, rage. Those are all very real things in menopause. And so our practitioners are very familiar with those. And it's something we ask about in the menopause assessment. So if you are concerned about that or looking for help and you think it might be correlated to hormonal change, book an appointment with us or come to ongenev.com. If you go to the learn section, you can search on so many things. Rage is probably one of the largest searched on topics on our site.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people use that word rage. It sounds so harsh, but it's unexplained. You know, so many women say, I just have rage at certain times and I don't know why. So that's something to look for. One other resource, two that are like self-serve. Like oftentimes women are like, just point me to, I want to read. We, in 2019, for the first time, we reported on the results of our menopause assessment in what we called the 2019 Menopause Zeitgeist. And it really captures the zeitgeist of today's menopausal woman. And anxiety and mood was one of the top symptoms reported. We kind of listed out all those symptoms. And coming out of that, our healthcare team got together and published the 2020 Guide to Menopause. And it's just, it goes through all 34 symptoms and it talks about medical and lifestyle remedies that women can take. So it's free. Like it is, right. It's kind of, we want it to be a reference guide. You might not read it front to back. It's not filled with a bunch of stories. It's a guide. Mm-hmm. And those are good, like foundational pieces, I think, that women can use to start to address some of these concerns and questions, or like, why am I angry? Or why am I get so mad at my kids every morning? You know, and they haven't done anything. They're just being kids.
And it's funny. You don't know you're doing that. Cause when you were saying that, I was like, that's what was happening to me, you know, when you're mentioning it, but it's funny. You don't realize that is a symptom of menopause when it's happening to you. So that's a wonderful thing to have.
You just have guilt because you're like, why am I yelling at my kids? Like, mm-hmm. What is happening? And it is, yes. It's an overwhelming feeling. We'll put a link to the 2020 guide. Is it on your website?
It is. And I'll send you a link to make sure you've got one direct.
Right.
Okay, we'll great. Wonderful.
Could you have imagined, you started this company about 4 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Could you have imagined how telemedicine would take off over this 4-year period? Because I know, like, I read you recently were in Vogue. Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. And you talked about it, menopause being one of the final frontiers for women's health. And they had a lot of femtech people on there. But could you have imagined the growth over the last 4 years that would happen with telemedicine?
I had hoped for sure. I think we're going to see a huge spike in it now coming out of, you know, just the crisis that we're in right now. And unfortunate, that will make it a household name. But it will be there now as a resource that people can go to. When I started the company, I was more challenged by, will menopause ever be a household word that is treated for what it should be and respected? And I think it's finally starting to turn the curve on that. And telemedicine is the perfect, like, menopause and telemedicine, like, go together so well, because menopause, and women tell me this all the time, and I believe it, it starts with a conversation between you and a healthcare provider. You can't just answer a questionnaire and know if you're an assessment or you're a candidate for HRT or not, and then get a prescription. Like, there's still a relationship aspect to healthcare in menopause because it's complex. It is, hey, I yell at my children every morning and I don't know why. And I have my period like twice a month and it's really heavy, and then it goes away and then it comes back. And then I have really bad night sweats and I'm waking up like 3 to 4 times a night. Like, all this stuff, is it connected? Should I be concerned? At least a practitioner can, because it's it's a one-off scenario for every woman. That notion of actually connecting with a healthcare provider is so important. And telemedicine, because it is a conversation versus a physical exam in many ways at the start, telemedicine is the perfect application for that. And so in a way, for the longest time, I was like, yeah, this is a no-brainer. but I was more worried about menopause really taking off. And I think it's finally starting to get the attention it deserves. And it's starting to be less shameful. We've got a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. Thanks to publications like Vogue, and even we were on the Today Show, like they're starting to drive the conversation. And I have a lot of respect for when mainstream media are willing to help do that.
Mm-hmm. And we always say that it's great that Laura Dern is getting Academy Awards and J-Lo is dancing at the halftime. But if they could just have a hot flash during one of the interviews, or just kind of have one of those rage moments during the interview, that would be fabulous. And just go, oh, menopause moment. Oh, perimenopause moment. That would be really great. Yeah. So that women could kind of be like, oh, you have that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's just I saw your interview on the Today Show with Maria Shriver, which was great because they also had a woman who does Hellopause or something.
Yes. Lisa Catholic. Yeah.
Catholic.
Who has, and again, there's so much that can be done online because she has an online Hellopause where people, you know, kind of like a round table where people were sitting in, and she thought she was going crazy and went to doctor after doctor. And if you can find this information online in the comfort of your home and feel like, okay, number one, I can talk one-on-one to somebody. And two, sometimes, you know, if your insurance is not going to cover going to all these doctors, but your rates talking to one-on-one are very reasonable to talk to the doctors. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I was happily surprised that your 15 minutes and your 30 minutes were very reasonable to do.
Yeah. We one of our values is we're a company for the masses, not for the 1%. And I think so often when you get into specialty healthcare that is now being kind of reinvented the way you manage it online or digitally or with some digital startup company, to make the economics work, you tend to price it at an extreme. And then the top 1% of the 1% are the only ones who can access it. And so our true intention is to be a platform for the masses. You can use, if you have FSA or HSA, you can use it to reimburse our fees that you have spent on our services or our products. They both qualify. And we are certainly searching out how to also accept insurance over time, because I think that will open up access even more. And again, my firm belief is like women need access to this care. And why isn't it available to all of us? So that's my mission. And the sad thing is on the menopause side, there's no right now insurance codes that represent a menopause appointment. You have to code it as a pap exam or an office visit. And so that's made that, you know, cost or economic factor really challenging on the insurance side. We're going to get there. We're going to figure it out. I'm working with people who have experience in those areas. But for right now, we need to keep it affordable. And we have found a way to make the economics work. And, you know, if margins are small, but we can serve the masses, that's the model that I want to, because altruistically, it feels like the right thing to do. I can live with myself in the kind of business that we're building around this. But also we can then survive and also thrive as a business. And that's my goal, both as a business thinker and as a woman myself.
Where do you see Genève going in the future? Where would you like to take the company?
Yeah, I want to serve the world.
That's great. Yeah.
Why not?
There's 800 million women in menopause around the world. That's a massive community of women. And I want to change the way women do menopause. And we're not going to change the way women do menopause by small little micro efforts. I want to be the place that women can get educated and get services. I love partnering with groups like yours and with people like you that are like creating the community. You know, you're like the relational place women can go to be surrounded by other women like them. And I have a community too at Genève, and that's very, very important to us. But I think that if we were to focus on what we do best, it is that education about what's going on in your body, and then how do we get you access to the right services and products and resources that you need. And I think it's going to take all of us. It's a village. And I think this ecosystem that we're building collectively, like we've all kind of started to rise up to do this thing, and we're all finding our place. And that's why I'm so thrilled to talk to you today, because you're like the voice of women. And if we can work with partners like you, we will be able to serve the world. There's a lot of small groups like all of us doing what we're doing. And we've got to just group together and partner up to get the word out and
just keep doing it. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what we are very, and thank you for saying that, by the way, we are very lucky that we get to interview such an array of women in midlife who are making differences that we always want to figure out how can we connect A and B? Like, how can we get this person we just interviewed here and connect them with this person, because together the voices would just get louder and louder. So our goal is to connect as many businesses and people and individuals making differences. So we are just happy to share all the information, but we really wish there was a way where we could get from point A to point B, connect them all, make it a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. So I think online is a huge way to do that.
To make it a force. Yeah. I'm like, just to make it a force.
Because we have so many people we've interviewed in England about menopause. And we say that England seems to be about a year ahead of the curve. They're ahead of us.
They
have menopause cafes. They have menopause retreats. And we've spoken to many of the experts in England, whether it's Know Your Menopause campaign or the Women of Menopause experts, and they seem to be going a little bit faster. And I'm like, how are they doing? Like, why is it? Because they look at us and say, you guys are so much more open. We're so conservative. And we're looking at them saying, yeah, but you're talking about menopause. Like, it's okay.
Well, they're even progressive. It takes bottoms up and top down. And they've got policy, like from the government and workplace policy. I have huge respect for that. And I think we're missing that, because I think in the U.S., we've done a great job coming up from the bottom, a bottoms up groundswell effort, you know, that's very, you know, just organic in how we're all growing. But we need that top down. And I think the U.K. has figured that out.
That's true. That's a good way to look at
They've been on Parliament. Claire Shepherd?
Yeah. Claire Shepherd we interviewed the week after she was on the floor of Parliament. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was just a grassroots three women on Twitter starting a poster campaign, you know, and it just, there's got to be a way to do it here. We just have to figure it out. Like you said, it's about connecting the voices to make them louder and stronger and getting women who are executives, who are of our age range, our demographic, into those roles where they have a stronger voice.
Yeah.
So, but that's a topic for another day.
Well, you know, I know. Let's actually take note of that, because I think it shows, you know, just like the three posters. It started in the UK. Like it's little efforts like that. And if we just say, okay, let's table this for next week. Okay, let's start working on how do we start some sort of collective? Who knows who and who's in what networks? It's amazing what you can get done, and we've got to do it.
Yes, I agree. We do. I agree. Yeah.
We want to make sure that all of our listeners know to go to the website genev.com and check out all the information, because really you do have so much information on there, even if they're hesitant to make an appointment right away. There's so much research and education for women to feel like, oh, okay, this is part of my process. This is just part of my journey. Let me talk to a doctor and see what I can do to help myself. Because like you said, it's really important. A lot of women are afraid of HRTs, even though there's bioidenticals, which Bridget's on and she adores them.
But they're not for everybody. There's options. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have health coaches that can kind of go with more of a natural approach is great as well. So we thank you for what you're doing. We're going to get the word out as much as we can, because we think it's a great option for women in menopause and perimenopause and just in midlife to ask questions, because you don't always know what you're going through or why you're going through it. So thank you, Jill. We really appreciate it. And please come back on as soon as you have new things to announce, because
we'd love to update our listeners and have you back on. Yes.
I would love to. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And thanks for what you're doing too, because you're bringing that heart and soul to this topic and that matters a ton. So keep doing what you're doing, because it's communities that are going to change women's lives.
Thank you. We agree with that. And stay safe and healthy at home.
Thank you. Same to you.